Lead may be on many people's minds these days in Milwaukee. The mayor recommended a few days ago that everyone living in a structure built before 1952 install a water filter. The lead pipes on the property may be crumbling. The Common Council is responding to the city's deteriorating water infrastructure by creating a task force to examine the daunting challenges. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned that the remedy will require a multifaceted feat.
The Water Quality Task Force met for the first time Friday morning. Its chair, Alderman Jim Bohl, says he doesn't intend to leave any source of lead contamination unturned. His strategy includes looking at national research.
The Massachusetts Water Resources Authority claims that in extreme cases, older faucets can contribute up to one-third of the lead in water that has been sitting in the pipes for several hours, with the remainder coming from lead solder joints and in copper pipes or lead service lines. And I don't want to lose sight on that if we're going to actually tackle it to try to remediate and reduce the risk to as far as we can. We have to look at all sources. So.
Milwaukee Commissioner of Health Bevan Baker says reaching those at highest risk, young children, is critical.
And the state has provided some funding which will go toward what we deem to be the highest priority first, and that's daycares and child care centers, so that we can do first on the list of a million things to do. The thing that we know to be most valid is if there are daycares and child care centers where there are lead service lines, let's take every available dollar and go upstream and remove those.
Regarding older children, Baker says Milwaukee Public Schools is in the process of testing its tap and bubbler water. And he says private and charter schools started calling his office immediately when Flint, Michigan's lead crisis exploded in the press.
And we have given them the same guidance that we've given the district. We referred them to area certified water testing and entities that would do that, as they have an obligation to their parents and that their boards are pushing them to do that.
Parents are not only worried about the water their kids drink at school, but also what's coming out of their faucets at home, according to task force member Ben Gramling. He works for the 16th Street Community Health Centers and says people deserve answers.
They at the very least have questions, if not fears. I think that as part of the long-term game plan, we should, and the development of one, we should also be looking at the expansion of laboratory capacities here locally and looking to make testing capacities and capabilities more accessible to people that want them.
Milwaukee is figuring out what its plan will be, fostering the replacement of all lead pipes on people's properties. Robert Miranda says the job could take place in some cases when city crews go out to repair a broken water main. He says they should replace the lead laterals leading to nearby homes at the same time.
We know in the wintertime we see a lot more leaking going on in the lines, and you tend to begin that process then. We do not agree that partial service line removal should be done even during emergencies or when there's leaking going on. If you're going to do something, remove the entire line.
80-year-old Avis Wright says she lives in the 53210 neighborhood and intended to listen to what the task force had to say Friday, but decided to step forward. She owns her home of 46 years and worries what to do about the lead lateral that connects her to city water.
I do have yellow water that was coming out of my faucets, so I stopped completely using it for drinking, but we do shower and use it for other things. And that's my concern. Financially, I am not able. They were saying that we might have to do it ourselves, but I'm not able to do that. I am retired, and I'm just not able to put any pipes in, and I just wonder what could I do.
Task Force Chair Jim Bohl says given time, the task force hopes to address Wright's dilemma. For now,
the best thing that I think that the Waterworks and other administration is going to say is to ensure that you are flushing your pipes thoroughly, particularly if there's any period of stagnation.
The task force will meet again on October 14th. In the meantime, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett will be submitting his city budget. Bohl believes it will outline tangible steps in untangling this public health dilemma. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.